Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. In my research, I found that there were 20 children who had been killed on the plains of Karbala. One of the saddest incidents in the history of the religion of Islam was that 50 years after the Prophet Muhammad passed away, peace be upon him and his family, his grandchildren were either tortured or killed. You found that 20 of them were killed on the plains of Karbala or just after the 10th of Muharram, either in Kufa or in Sham. And they varied in their age groups. If I were to tell you, for example, babies were killed on the 10th of Muharram, I'm sure you'll be able to name me a baby who died on the 10th. Like, for example, we hear in the Indo-Pak tradition, Ali Asghar, and in the Arabic world, Abdullah al-Radi'. And so some have asked the question, Ali al-Asghar and Abdullah al-Radi', are they the same person or are they two different babies? And there is an opinion that they are two different babies, that one of them is the six-month-old baby and the other one was just a day old, and that they were mercilessly killed by the army of Umar bin Sa'ad and Shimr bin al-Jawshan. So therefore we find that there were babies who were killed on the 10th of Muharram. And then there were those who were only a few years old who died on the 10th of Muharram or just after the 10th of Muharram. Atika, the daughter of Muslim bin Aqil, she was one of those who died because of the burning fire of the night of the 11th of Muharram, which many of us refer to as Sham-e Ghariba. You found that this daughter of Muslim bin Aqil died because of the burns of the army of Umar bin Sa'ad when they lit the tents. And then even after the events of the 10th of Muharram, when we read the stories of Ruqayya, for example, or Muhammad and Ibrahim from the line of Aqil, son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam, we find therefore that there were a number of children who died on the plains of Karbala or later in Kufa and Sham. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless their souls and may He give us their intercession. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.